Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Hi, it's Marie.
Hi, Marie, and you're a big Christmas person?
Yes, I love Christmas.
Of course you do. And Marie, where do you live?
In Westchester County, New York.
Very good. And Marie, when do you really start popping into the Christmas mode?
Starting already, before Halloween, getting things ready.
When you say getting things ready, like what are you doing now?
Deciding on a picture for Christmas cards, making sure my wreath order is placed, making sure we're going to get our tree together and picking a date for that and making those plans.
Making those plans making to get sure your tree?
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's a big deal.
When do you put the tree up?
The weekend of Thanksgiving. Because my boys have always helped our local Lions Club do the unloading
right.
of the Christmas trees.
Fantastic.
Them.
Yes.
So we buy it on the first day.
Okay. So you already know where you're getting your tree and you already know when. So I don't understand why you're in a panic about it now.
Oh, no panic. Just excited.
She likes to get everything lined up.
Okay. The talk of it gets you going.
Yeah. I have only seen one thing so far that has even enticed me about. I mean, the holidays seem like they're forever away. They really.
You said 104 days.
Okay, that's a long time.
No, but that no. It creeps up on you.
That's a no. The only thing that I have seen. The only thing that I have seen that has made me kind of even think about the holidays. Switchfoot announced they're putting out a Christmas record, and they're doing like a little mini tour. But other than that, in support of the record. But other than that, Switchfoot has never put out a Christmas record before, for probably good reason. However, and I like them. I like them a lot. Other than that, and even that seems forever away. Forever
about
away.
Diane told you about Backstreet Boys.
But I don't care about them.
But they released them in October.
Tyler, I don't want that. All right, very good. Very good. Thank you, ma'am. Thank you. So already into it.
We did our...
No.
Dear Santa letters this weekend.
For what?
We didn't send them because, as my daughter said, she wants to wait on the Target catalog to see if there's anything in there she wants to add. But she wrote hers up.
For what they want for Christmas?
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't even guess anything.
What, like the most popular toys?
Like if somebody said, what do you want for Christmas? I wouldn't even know what to guess.
But guess, are you picking for yourself?
Yeah.
Then why are you guessing?
Because they're prizes. So I don't know which prize I would guess that I want. I can't think of anything I need. I need a new pair of shorts.
Like what kind of shorts?
These, but just I got a hole in one of the pockets, so I need a new pair.
That's stopping you from wearing them?
Say again?
That's not going to stop you from wearing
them.
They're
also very dirty, but that's okay. Line one. Hi, Ellie in the morning.
Hi, is this me?
Yeah, who are you?
I'm Molly. I'm from Richmond, Virginia.
Oh, and you're all in already?
Oh, all in already. I already watched previews for the new Christmas movies coming out this year. I'm actually bummed. We usually put our tree up the weekend after Halloween, and my husband and I are going out of town for an anniversary trip, and I'm still trying to figure out how I can get it up before we leave.
So you are... Wait, so the other lady said Thanksgiving, which is fine. That's your traditional early part of putting a tree up. Early.
So that used to be. That used to be my tradition. The day of Thanksgiving, watching the Macy's Day Parade, we would put it up. And since I became an adult and I can do whatever I want, I'm like, you know what? I put so much effort into my house and how it looks for Christmas. I want to enjoy it for 60, 75, 80 days.
So you put it up on Halloween?
The day after. My husband rips everything Halloween down the night of Halloween after the trick-or-treaters are gone. And by the day after, I'm getting stuff down from the attic. We're pulling out probably 30 Tupperwares of stuff. And it usually takes me about a week to get our whole house decorated. We are polite and we do not put out our outside stuff until Thanksgiving.
Okay, yeah, because you understand that that looks a little bit, you know.
I feel like in the last couple of years, though, the Thanksgiving putting it up has gotten a lot more common.
Yeah, because people are home for COVID. But now COVID's over, and that won't be the case.
Or they're lighting it up like Diane did for the first responders.
All right, so you go inside Halloween, outside Thanksgiving.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. All right. Very good. Thank you, ma'am. Line 4, I can do that. Hi, Yoli in the morning.
Hi, is this me?
Yeah, hi. Who's this?
Hi, this is Devin from Warrenton, Virginia.
Yes, Devin. What can I do for you?
Very similar to the caller that you just had, I start decorating actually during the month of October so that November 1st, we are lit up and ready to go. I put up 7 trees.
I'm sorry. I think I hit a glitch. You put up 7 trees?
7 trees.
Now, haven't we heard about that where people have like different themed mm-hmm. trees?
Yeah. Yeah.
What are your themes?
Oh, God.
So the tree in the basement is kind of my husband's tree, and that's a now Commanders, I guess. But it's a Redskins tree, so it has all Redskins stuff on it, because that's his man cave tree.
Right.
And then each of my kids have their own tree, with their picked out ornaments, their themes. I have one that's kind of my tree with like the breakable special ornaments. And then we have a family tree that's all the stuff the kids make at school, kind of the hodgepodge. And then one very formal tree that sits in the front room that's like, don't touch it. The train goes around that one.
Oh, the Dickens Village.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Wow, 7 trees. And when you said you start getting that ready in October so that the day after Christmas, you're ready to hit the switch and fire it up.
November 1st. Light them up.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. November 1st. November 1st. Wow, that's quick. Okay. All right. Very good. Very good. Thank you. Thank you. Do you guys you don't do a Dickens Village.
The family wants this year to start a Disney-themed town.
Oh, man.
So we don't historically do anything.
Yes.
But you should see the
You're
price.
That guy.
The price tag.
Oh, I bet it's not cheap.
Well, that's why you accumulate year after year after year. It's not like you go in and you buy the whole town this Christmas.
Right. Oh, Jackie would.
No, we have to get the town hall or whatever, like the main.
Oh no, you have to get the Magic Kingdom.
It's not,
or the Princess's Castle or something.
It's not
that goes on your tree.
The amusement park.
Oh, what is it?
It is just.
Why am I asking?
I don't know. Disney characters.
It's like, it's like as if they.
Oh,
lived.
Hey, everybody! Oh, hey!
Oh, what do you want for Christmas?
It's a goofy Christmas. It's a goofy Christmas at Tyler's house. Hey, everybody! You're effing goofy. Mm-hmm.
That's what Goofy says.
You're effing goofy for spending that money on me. Oh, Merry Christmas! It's effing goofy.
Anyway, that'll be good.
It's a Christmas village lived in by the characters of Disney. They want to do that. We have not purchased anything. We did get, because we see them every year, and we really like them. And then it's too late in the season because all the good ones are bought up.
Oh, it's Chip and Chaw or whatever those two.
Chip and Dale?
Yeah, that's it.
Here's Chip and Chaw.
They were discounted. Hey, who went cheap over there?
Walmart.
Chip and Chaw or Michaels. What is Michaels Dickens Village called?
Oh, does it have? They have, but Lickens, they have one for
Lickens Village.
They have one for Halloween too.
Yes, they do.
Wait, they have a village,
like a village for Halloween.
Oh my god!
So it's
god.
Like haunted houses and
I've had
graveyards.
That up since the 4th. No, we got the candy cane lights for the walkway.
Oh god!
Mm-hmm. And it's a big deal. It's a huge deal for me because I
because somebody's going to come along with a putter and bash them.
Be lucky if it's a putter and not a driver. Hell, I'll take a 3 or 5 foot over a huge faced driver. No, it is the first time 2022 will be that I'm allowing colored lights outside the house.
Whoa! I'm sorry, what always happened to that is white trash.
Does the mayor know?
Ugh, colored lights are white trash.
Well, the mayor is Mickey Mouse.
No, it's not, partner.
Well, that's fun this year, Collar. What? Because I'm a white lights person, too. Yeah,
I know, because that's how Tyler would tell you that you're not white trash. Because white trash people have colored lights. Guess who's white trash? Well, I'll say it's Tyler's white trash.
Who's that?
I don't know.
That sounds like Foghorn Leghorn. Now you're
Disney.
Going Hanna-Barbera.
Is he Disney?
No.
I don't know.
Or did you just stutter doing your Goofy impression? So anyway, yeah, huge changes this year.
Oh, I can't wait till a Regal family comes down the street and goes, hey, can we go to that house? And some pretentious dad's like, no, they have colored lights. It's God. White trash.
Oh, and they blink.
Oh, and look, they've got a Lickens Village.
Why are they coming to the house? Is it to carol? It's Christmas. It's not trick-or-treating.
No, but you said you're putting them up for Halloween.
Oh, I thought you meant, okay. Yeah, no, we can't, because of the HOA, you can't do that. But we do the indoor stuff super early. Not a tree, because we do a live tree.
The
tree still will not have colored lights. The tree is still white lights. So I'm allowing the red and white striping of a candy cane to be
outside
in the front yard.
WT. And Tyler likes when all the people in the neighborhood go by and rearrange the deer that are in the front yard.
So they're humping?
Yes.
Luckily, no one's ever touched my deer.
Yet.
Wait for this year's holiday themed Elliot in the Morning contest. Hi, Elliot in the Morning.
What's next that we're going to learn?
Oh, look, Minnie broke down. Mickey's pushing her home. Hi, Elliot in the Morning.
Hi there.
Hi, who's this?
My name's Michelle, and I'm in Frederick, Maryland.
Oh, yes. What can I do for you?
Well, we are Christmas obsessed, and it's kind of like a lifestyle thing for us. Like, our daughter's name is Noelle, and we dance to our wedding song. It's a Christmas song, and we do homemade decorations. We have a Facebook page for Christmas.
Wait, so you have your own Facebook page?
Tyler's making notes.
We do, because we collect donations for the local food bank, so we have a big mailbox outside that you can drop off donations, and we have a Christmas crank. You can try to test your Christmas spirit. There's a candy cane machine, and it's all homemade by my husband and I.
Right.
And so, yeah, we have a Facebook page to try to encourage people to come out and see us.
That's awesome. Hey, what is the, you said your wedding song was a Christmas song. What was it?
Yeah, You Make It Feel Like Christmas by Neil Diamond.
Oh, I like Neil Diamond. And who better to sing a great Christmas song than legendary famous Jew Neil Diamond?
Right, exactly. It's classic.
Hey, can I ask you a question? Do you already have a tree up at your house?
Well, both of my kids keep like the miniature fiber optic trees in their room all year long. That's their nightlights in their room.
Right.
But no, we do not have a tree up yet in the house. We do wait until after Thanksgiving.
Oh,
and we
really?
Have to wait for our outside decorations because of the HOA.
they won't let us decorate before then. So.
Tell them it's for Halloween, like Molnar.
Well, we decorate for Halloween too, and they're singing souls and there's pumpkin. Yeah, we do it all.
The and can I ask you this? And I mean this honestly: is your husband into it, or is he just not looking for a fight?
More into it than me.
Are you serious?
I'm so serious. Yes.
Wow. I can't remember. I want to say it was in October last year when we had the first sighting of a Christmas tree.
Oh, that's right. They saw it through the window. It was fully decorated.
Yeah. Let's move that up. This woman has her tree up in September, fully lit.
Obviously a fake tree.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Yeah. No, it's not a live tree. Fully lit. It says right here, it is now fully decked out with baubles and a star on top. She started getting everything together at the end of August. September is her tree up time. And she's got one gift under there.
Look how happy she is. It's the spirit of Christmas almost year round.
If I got home today and Jackie had put that up, I would not be smiling. Not at all. Now, ours is easy. It's a fakie. You just hit it on the ground, and it just poofs open, and everything's there.
Mm-hmm.
She goes on and talks about how it falls around birthdays and all this other stuff. September.
She started playing Christmas music in July.
Oh, hi, Tyler.
That's okay.
Wasn't it also last year? So last year was October, but didn't all the public trees start getting burned last year?
Oh, the big ones, yeah. In like the town squares.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't like that bit.
No.
Oh, I didn't like that. But that bit's dangerous. But like a lot of the big ones in like town squares or city centers and stuff, those were all being lit on fire.
Right.
Yeah. That you shouldn't do. I get it. But that you shouldn't. No. But you shouldn't do that. Don't do that to somebody's trees. September, Diane. The tree is up.
It makes you want to get a fake tree.
No. Do you? I have a fake tree, and it makes me want to leave it in the basement.
Yeah, but you and Neil Diamond have something in common.
All right. Very good. Very good. I appreciate it. Now I got to go to line 5. Hi, Ellie, in the morning.
Hey, I got somebody who wants to say something to Tyler about his Mickey Mouse stuff.
Okay.
The classic gang is all here, home for the holidays on our dining room table.
Hi, Elliot. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, who's this?
Tara.
Yes, what can I do for you, Tara?
We have a Christmas tree up in our room. It's pre-lit, and it's up in our bedroom, tucked away in a little corner. And I guess it'll be there all year long.
I was just going to say, is it a year rounder, or did you just put it up?
Okay, so it was in our walk-in attic, and that's where I had all of our decorations. And we just recently turned that walk-in space into a bigger bedroom for our daughter.
Right.
And I did not want to part with this tree. It didn't come in a box. It was a display model, like the weekend after Thanksgiving. I got it for like $49.99.
That a girl.
It's huge. It's beautiful. And I was like, I'm not tossing this. I can't get rid of it. So it's going to stay in our bedroom until we can find another place to put it. And it's lit. All I have to do is hit the little pedal. Boom. Done.
Hey, can I ask you this? You said your daughter's moving into an attic bedroom?
Yes. My husband's been very busy trying to make that happen for her.
Right. Is there venting up there?
Oh yeah, he did all of it. He does heating and air, so he was able to do that on the room.
Good. No, I was just afraid that she wasn't going to be able to smoke as much weed up there as she wanted to. But with the venting, she'll be able to. That's good. Oh look, everybody's sending Tyler gifts now for the holidays.
Well, first of all,
very good. Thank you, ma'am. Thank you.
I've never had a sugared plum. Although yesterday my daughter did ask if we can make figgy pudding this Christmas season. But here, Diane, here's the house that they want to get.
Can I ask you this? Have you thought about...
Oh, Winnie the Pooh are part of it, too.
I have an updated Winnie Tigger? That I'll put in there. Tigger, yes. And what is the piglet's name?
Piglet.
Oh, really?
Yes.
No kidding. Is it really?
An Eeyore.
Oh, go Elliot.
Well, that is an Eeyore. What's the Eeyore's name?
Eeyore.
Yes, I know.
Oh, what is the... How long until an inflatable?
There's Goofy.
Donald Duck's nephews.
Oh, well, Merry Christmas, Tyler.
Now, who is that?
You know, it's still 80 degrees outside. Merry Christmas.
I don't know what character that is.
I do all the Disney characters.
Not a single Disney character has ever sounded like that in a production they haven't pretended existed.
Hey, everybody, welcome to Loser House. No,
you're probably harkening back to, like, Song of the South. Yes.
Hey, who wants some of my figgy pudding?
Yes, we're remaking Splash Mountain. Because the gentleman here.
Oh, it's going to splash.
We'll do Tiana.
I don't even know what that is.
Yes, you right. do.
What do I know about?
Princess and the Frog, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Loser, too.
What?
I thought you were upset they were remaking Splash Mountain. But then I did remember, you've never been to Disney World.
No. All right. Very good. Very good. All right. So September, remember that for three things. Number one, September next year will be the first up of a tree. Number two, don't set the public trees on fire.
No,
please. They got a lot of news coverage, but don't set them on fire. And number three, Tyler's throwing up a Lickens Village this year for Halloween. Lickens. Going white trash, colored lights. All right. Quick break. Let's do some news.
Red with the white.
They're colored. No. Yes, they are. Yes, they are. Because I remember staunchly you arguing only white lights are acceptable. Any colored lights are white trash. And I believe red is not white.
And thank you, Patty, who writes, if I'm interested, Hobby Lobby has all their Christmas stuff out.
Oh, you love Hobby Lobby.
Biggest fan.
Hey, Tyler aligns with Holly Lobby.
No, Holly Lolly is Michael's version of Hobby Lobby.
All right.
It's quick. Right behind the crucifixes.
Those are artifacts, Diane, and those ones are not stolen.
Those ones.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.